Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Pop Off Podcast. This week we are joined with Izzy Bazoo and we talk about her new single, MG, Cardi B's Instagram for her baby culture, Zayn's brand new music and brand new baby, and Molly May's 8 grand giveaway. Hello, Izzy, and welcome to the Pop Off Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What have you been up to recently?
I've been decorating my house, making some music. What about you?
I've been eating.
I've been eating a lot as well.
I've been eating good. I have been... Actually, that's pretty much how far my repertoire's been over the past week. I just come out of 2 weeks quarantine, so because I went on holiday.
Wow.
So I'm making up, eating out on all the meals out I've missed because I don't cook.
Yeah.
So that...
Really?
No, not at all. Not a single bone in my body. I'd even burn toast if I tried. So those 2 weeks quarantined was very much pasta every day. So I had to make up for a lot that I'd been missing out on. But you have...
Do you feel like you got better at cooking?
No.
Since you were quarantined? No.
didn't even attempt to get better.
You're so funny. Where did you go?
I went to Ibiza, which was fun.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was lovely.
Oh,
but I got such a good tan and then came back 2 weeks, didn't see a single soul. And by the end of the 2 weeks, I was as pale as I left. So I was like, okay, great.
Oh, no. I hate when you can't show it off.
I know. It's like, oh, gosh, I've spent all this money and put in all this hard work sweating in front of the sun for nothing.
Yeah, I know.
But you have a brand new single coming out, don't you? MG.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
What's it about? Tell us a little bit about it.
So I remember I wrote with my two friends, Dom and Tancred, and it was like a really rainy day. And I think it was during quarantine and we were like super bored and we were allowed to finally see like a couple of people. Mm. So we were talking about like escaping into somewhere new and like just dropping like all of our responsibilities. Because I feel like during lockdown, like everyone was kind of like seeing what was important to them and wanted to do all the things that we never got to do. We had like a lot of thinking time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was really about like getting away. And MG was like mine and my dad's favorite car, like growing up. And we always used to walk past like the vintage car store and be like, oh, one day we'll just like not have a plan and just like go anywhere. But we never did it though. So we wrote a song about it.
Time on the Pop Off Podcast, there is a new awards show nominee announcement. I like to play a little game with a guest where basically we go through some of the categories and we are our own awards show jury for the night.
Okay.
So the Billboard Awards have just announced some of their nominees. And first up in the category, we've got top female artist. So the nominees are Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Lizzo, and Taylor Swift.
Wow, that's a good choice.
It is a strong choice.
Yeah, wow.
I think for me, I would go with Ariana.
Yeah, she's incredible. I love Billie. I love Billie so much. But then I love Halsey as well. But I think if I was stuck on a desert island for like forever, I think Billie. But I love Ariana. They're my top two favorites.
Yeah, I just feel like Ariana always has a song for any mood you're in.
That's true.
Like,
that is true.
If you're getting ready, there's a song. If you're feeling sad, there's a song. If you're like trying to wind down in the evening, there's an Ariana song.
And like, there's no limit in what notes she can reach as well.
She's like,
you're always like, everyone needs to shut up in the room when she sings, because I'm just like, you do get distracted whenever you hear her voice.
No, that's so true. She can actually venture into like a dog whistle, like, market with her whistle notes. Like, she could like bring
That's
out
true.
Merch for dog whistles.
Wow,
I love
need
her.
To be her agent.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, get me on your marketing team. I've got big dreams for you.
Dog whistle.
Next up,
the
we
Ari
have
whistle.
The Ari whistle.
I love it.
Next up, we have the top male artist, and the nominees are, God, I feel like I was on stage there. The nominees are,
yeah,
DaBaby, Khalid, Lil Nas, Post Malone, and Ed Sheeran.
I love Post.
Yeah,
What about you?
I love Post Malone. I love DaBaby. And you know, I also love, I never, is it Khalid? Khalid? How do you actually pronounce it?
Khalid is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him live. He's amazing. Like, this was a while back. I kind of knew who he was, and when I saw him live, I was like, this is insane. I love Location. What's your favourite song?
I think Better.
Oh, how did
it's like, okay, I'll give you a live rendition. Woo! Get ready, your eardrums are about to be blessed. It goes like, nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels... It's like always like everyone...
You sound good. You sound really good.
Stop it. Stop
better
it.
Better than me at like 11 a.m. Like, I was really good.
I always think of it as like the Instagram story song. I feel like whenever someone like goes on holiday and they film the like landscape, like if I'm imagining like someone's in Santorini, they're filming all the white buildings on their Instagram story, and they'll always put on Better by Khalid as their like little track.
Oh my God, you make me want to go on holiday now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right.
I'm gonna put that on when I go away. Somewhere over the rainbow.
For me, I think, you know what? I actually think I'm going to say Post Malone is my winner for that category.
I'm glad we agreed on something. I'm joking. Yeah. Okay. What's your favourite Post song?
Oh, you know what? He has a lot of good ones, but I don't think I still listen to a song like I still listen to Rockstar.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, the way that that came out, I had it on repeat, like non-stop, 24/7. And I'm still not sick of the song.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
I love it.
It's so like, it's so not in your face.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why. It's just such a good, it's like low-key, so catchy, and you feel cool when you listen to it. You're like, when you get those songs that are like bangers, but they're so high-pitched, you're like, oh, I don't know if I can listen to that anymore.
Yeah, no, it's very much one of those songs where you listen to it and you feel like you're a main character in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the top Billboard 200 album. The nominees are Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Ariana Grande, Thank You Next, Khalid, Free Spirit, Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, and Taylor Swift, Lover. Ooh. I think it's going to be Ariana again with Thank You Next. That was such a good album.
It was such a good album. That was so sick. I'm just going to go with who I listen to most out of all of those three, just because that's like an honest...
Yeah, you know. Speak from the heart.
I'm going to speak from the heart post again. I'm his biggest fan.
I just think that album, like that, she went through that era. I actually don't know how you pronounce the word. Is it era or era? It's era, isn't it?
I think you can say it both ways.
Okay. Era. When she went through that era where she had just broken up and it was the whole like seven rings, break up with your girlfriend on board. And it was just like, I was very much enjoying it.
That song's crazy. Yeah. I think that's my favourite song actually.
Really? I always like view her as like sort of innocent and sweet. And then she went through this whole like breakup stage and I was like, woo, I was loving it. This whole rebrand.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And also like, each song was so different as well. But then she was sassy without being too much. It was really good.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's...
I literally get what you mean. She found the balance between being like cringe sassy and actually like cool.
Yeah. She won me over so quickly. Wait, there was one where she's like on all those like spinning machines. What's that song?
Spinning machines? Gosh. Like
spinning. She's on the cycling machines and she's like...
Oh, side to side.
That's the one. That for me, I was like, that's when she won me over.
Yeah, that is a sick music video.
Yeah, because it's like kind of like reggae. I was like, wait, because she really made it her own. But when I was listening to the production, I was like, this is crazy. Like, she managed to own that. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
And finally, we have the top Hot 100 song, and the nominees are Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved, Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, Lizzo, Truth Hurts, and Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita.
Ooh. That was so cute. That video was so fire.
I know. Are they still going out?
I hope so. Their babies would be really cute.
They would.
They're gorgeous. They're so gorgeous.
I think for me, it would probably be Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
I really thought you were going to go. Wait, Ariana wasn't in this group, was she?
No, Ariana's not in this group. Otherwise, it would have been Ari.
Oh my God.
I feel like my guess... Wait, I'm going to try and guess your answer. Wait, do you want me to read them again one more time?
Yeah, real quick, real quick. Yeah,
Someone You Loved, Lewis Capaldi. Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Old Town Road, Lil Nas.
Yeah.
Truth Hurts, Lizzo.
Yeah.
And Senorita by Sean and Camilla.
Okay, cool.
Okay, my guess is you are going to pick Bad Guy.
No. Oh. Sorry.
I was so, like, convinced of myself. I was so confident with the answer. Okay, wait, what is your actual answer?
I actually really like Lil Nas.
I thought it was good.
I don't know. I just wasn't expecting it. I just really like it when people really, like, when they bend the genre like that.
Yeah.
Just wasn't expecting it. And I just felt like it was a whole, not movement, but it was, like, a whole thing. Like, I don't know. And the video was really, really amazing. Like, he really created, like, a completely different identity from what people expected.
No, 100%. And it was crazy how, like, popular that song went.
I know. It was everywhere. And with Miley Cyrus' dad, I was like, okay. He's like, come back. Yeah, go on.
There we go. That is our billboard. I mean, we are the new jury for the billboard. Cardi B's daughter Culture has been made a brand new Instagram account, which has gained over 800,000 followers in 6 days. Bearing in mind, she's 1 year old.
Is that so? I haven't seen it. Is it like for mother care? Like,
well, sort of. So basically, Cardi created the account because, like, sort of, like, branded money opportunities were coming through, and she was like, why wouldn't I create this account for my daughter, which I fully manage, I fully run, and like get money for my daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's two sides to it.
Yeah. I mean, basically, the sort of pictures which have been on it so far is, like, pictures of Culture, just living a day-to-day life with a Louis Vuitton backpack. And a Hermes Birkin.
Okay, I think there's... What, the baby wearing a Louis Vuitton backpack?
Yeah.
Okay, I think there's, like, two sides to this. I think, like, obviously, because she's really famous, like, her kid's going to get papped all the time. So if she has control over, like, how she portrays her daughter, I think that's, like, a positive thing. And, like, I feel like if she's sharing mother tips, I think that's, like, a positive thing. But then, on the other hand, as much as we all like brands and everything like that, I feel like it can be, like, a bit crazy to, like, promote your kids to be wearing designer clothes, because I just don't think that's what childhood is about. But that's just my view. No. I think that children should just run free and just, like, be kids.
No, I 100% get that. I can see where Cardi's coming from, because, well, I mean, you sort of think about it, like, she's just sort of just made a new account to post stuff that she was already posting on her account anyway. Like, she was already posting pictures of Culture on, like, days out. She was already posting, like, little cute videos. So she's just created, like, a separate account. So I guess it's not nothing bad. I guess when it starts to get tricky is, like, in 10 years' time, when Culture would maybe, like, actually want her own Instagram. And then it's, like, do you give her this platform? Which, at that point, if it's gained almost 1 million in 6 days, what's it going to gain in 10 years? Like, could have, like, millions and millions of followers. Like, do you give that to a 13-year-old? Or do you say, like, make a new one? Like, that's when it will get tricky. But I think for now, it's like, cute.
For now, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is cute. And, I don't know. Like, I think it's super random. But I also think that by the time her kid's 13, like, I've been watching this thing on Netflix, and it's called The Social Dilemma. And I feel like kids in that generation are not really going to know any different. Like, Instagram's always going to be a part of their lives. Whereas, I mean, wait, how old are you?
I'm 21. The big 2-1.
Okay, you're 21. Oh, I'm 26. Don't worry. I think we've had, like, both sides, so we know what it's like with and without. Mm-hmm. But I think for the next generation, they know Instagram so well, so it might be like a normality for her, so it might not that be there.
No, I 100% get that. But I feel like as long as it's being managed appropriately, and
I'm sure
the child's safety is the first priority, I think it's cute. I mean, and I actually never thought at my big age I would say that I'm jealous of a 1-year-old's life, but here we are.
That's super funny.
I want the Louis Vuitton backpack. I'm not asking for much.
Well, at least she can't grow out of the backpack.
Yeah,
the thing
exactly.
is, this is what I never understood. Yeah, you know when people buy their kids' designer clothes, I'm like, in 1 month they can't wear that.
Anymore. Yeah, I never understood it. It's like you're dropping like £100 for a top that's going to be worn about 3 times.
Yeah. But I'm just low key like that. But you know,
yeah.
But the backpack, she can have for the rest of her life. Unless her shoulders grow so wide.
But at this point, the backpack's literally about the size of her. She's like struggling to carry it on her back. But it's fine. She'll grow it. She'll grow into it.
See, Cardi had the right idea about that. Grow into it.
Zendaya made history this week when she became the youngest ever winner of Lead Female Actress in a Drama at the Emmy Awards. She won the award for her role of Rue in Euphoria. Have you watched Euphoria?
Yeah, it's sick.
Oh my gosh, I don't think a show has ever impacted me so much. Like, every time I get ready now in the morning, I think to myself, what would they wear in Euphoria? What makeup would they do in Euphoria?
Like, the makeup's amazing. And her best friend, what's her best friend called again?
Jules.
Jules, that's it, yeah. I'm always so in love with her makeup. Mm. Like, the diamonds on her eyes. Like, whoever does it, it's just a G. Like, I love their style. It's great.
Yeah, I just think it's such a good show. And I feel like it's filmed so, like, beautifully. Like, the shots that they do with all the lights and the turning.
Yeah, that's
I just, true. Yeah. If you are going to watch it, though, I wouldn't recommend watching it in a room with a parent.
No way.
Very much.
There's like some points where it's like so beautiful where it almost looks like she's crying glitter. Like, it's so beautiful.
And I'm really glad she won because she was up against some like pretty tough people. There was Jennifer Aniston was up. Like there were some tough people. So I'm glad she won. And I bet like it was obvious from when she won that it meant a lot to her.
Yeah, I mean, she was so believable. Like, I just felt like that was just how she would be in real life.
That's yeah.
How believable. She was. Apparently, it was based on, like, I can't remember, because I was watching her Vogue interview, and it was, like, based on, was it the director or the writer? I don't know. Like, someone had gone through, someone who, like, created the show had, like, gone through something similar like that, and she was just emulating what they went through, which I thought was pretty special.
Yeah, that's really cute.
I think it's a really good show for teens, like, and even, I'm not even a teen, but, like, I think that really moved me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm so excited for season 2, but apparently, because of everything that's going on in the world, it's not coming out until, like, late 2021.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed. But, I'm like, I thought you were going to say, like, November. I was like, that's cool. I'm going to wind up for Christmas.
Pop Off Podcast is a live exclusive that Euphoria season 2 is coming out next week. No.
Oh my god.
But apparently they're doing like a COVID special episode, so it's like a one-off special because the show actually came out in like 2019, so like it will be like a 2.5 year gap in between season 1 and season 2. So I think they're doing like a special episode to sort of like keep things rolling over.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's going to be like so, it's going to be great, but like also like so frustrating.
Yeah, it's like teasing you.
What a teaser. But no, great, that's cool.
One of the things I was thinking though was, because the show was filmed in like 2018, right? After season 1. And they're not going to film season 2 until like early next year. And these people are supposed to be like 16 years old. Back in 2018, it wasn't believable they were 16 years old. At this point, they're actually going to look like fully grown, like 30-year-old adults trying to play 16-year-olds.
They're going to have to go like teetotal, like nothing. Like, they're going to have to like just sleep like 100 hours a day. Not even 100 hours a day.
SPF 100 every morning.
SPF, they need to like, I don't know, go into like go to space where time moves slowly. I don't know.
They need to live in a parallel world in between filming seasons.
Exactly. No, they're gorgeous. They don't need anything.
But... No, they don't. It's actually a beautiful cast. Both, like, all the males, all the females. Like, that cast is stunning.
Yeah, and they're so, like, they're not, like, it's not, like, in an obvious way. They have their own thing that intrigues you every time you look at them, and they've got such great
that
charisma.
That is so true, actually. They're
so
not, like,
much character.
They're not really, like, classically beauty. They're, like, all, like, quite unique looking, but still so fit.
Yeah, they are. I love it.
Every week on the Pop Off Podcast, we go through a little trending list, which is everything that has been in our radar in pop culture and the celeb world. And at the top of this week's trending list, Zayn Malik himself. Not only has he teased new music coming with his new single Better, him and Gigi Hadid have also welcomed their very first baby into the world.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this child. Oh,
it's
so cute.
It's gonna be so, like,
super, and creative.
Supermodel Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik. Like, it's a scientific formula which cannot go wrong.
I know, wow. Yeah.
But
no, that's going to be one cute baby. Mm. There's a lot of babies coming out. I'm talking about them like their songs. Yeah. There's a lot of babies coming out after quarantine. People have got busy.
Yeah, they have been bored and busy. I feel like everyone, like almost every celebrity under the sun right now is either pregnant or having a baby.
They had time.
They have had time on their hands. Very excited for Zayn's new music as well. I think he is such a good singer.
He's insane. I've watched some of his like live performances online. He's so good and he's so vulnerable. I love it. I'm really looking forward to this one.
And I hope their baby is well. I mean, it will be well. It's a
It's
a Malakadid. It will be well.
Ooh, I love it.
I know, a little double barrel. So
can we think of like all the different like when Jedward were around, like and like you can just let's see if we can mold their name.
Zayjeed.
Hajade. I might as well just keep Pidgey. You win.
We'll write up in an email to them and they can take their pick.
Okay, cool.
Molly Mae from Love Island had one of quite possibly the most amazing giveaways I've ever seen in my entire life this week. She was giving away a plethora, and if that word is actually correct, I need a pat on the back, of Louis Vuitton, like suitcases, bags, wash bags, purses. She had Apple, like computers, phones, watches, AirPods, and it got almost 3 million entries, which is ridiculous.
Wait, so she's giving away these things?
Yeah, so she hit 1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel, and it's like a thank you. She spent £8,000 on like items and was like, just comment and I'll give it to one of you. And she had 3 million people enter the giveaway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so generous of her. So who won?
I know, right? I was about to say, they announced the winner the other week and I was like, this poor girl, she's going to have to go to like witness protection program. There's like 2.999 million other people waiting to find out and they're like disappointed. They're going to be like, coming off.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But,
that's true. And the winner gets all of it.
Yeah, just one winner. And it's actually really sweet because the winner was, she was a mom and it was just like quite a wholesome winner. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so sweet of her. That's super sweet.
So congratulations to the winner. Slightly
congratulations.
Jealous, but...
I heard that. Congratulations.
Congratulations, but also I wanted it. In other news at the Emmys this week, there was a whole entire Friends reunion which happened. Jennifer Aniston, I think, was presenting one of the awards, and Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow, which is Rachel, Phoebe and Monica, all came on to present the award, the three of them in one room. It was adorable. It made me like my heart warm. It made me so happy seeing them back on like a screen together.
I know. Do you think they'll ever be a remake?
Well, I honestly hope not. I'm the biggest Friends fan ever. Actually, that's a bold claim. I'm going to retract that. There's probably definitely people who are bigger than me, but I'm a good Friends fan, you know?
Yeah.
But I just feel like it would be completely ruined if they tried to redo like a reboot.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like there's been so many... it's funny because I feel like since Friends ended, there's been like so many series that like sort of tried to like emulate it and did it in their own way. But I've realised there's like a pattern in series that I watched because of Friends. So New Girl, like all that stuff. Like I was just like, basically any series where there's flatmates. And I was just like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm such a comedy person when it comes to shows. Like I don't really
tend to
watch serious shows. Like I'll easily spend an afternoon watching a whole series of Modern Family over something like...
I love Modern Family. Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
No, I've seen people talking about it, but I didn't want to watch it.
Oh my God. I think if you like Modern Family, yeah, it's so fun. It's ridiculous. I love it.
Okay, I need something new to watch, so I'll watch that. But this is gonna really depend on our friendship. Who is your favourite character on Modern Family?
It's
a tough one. I tweeted the other day, Modern Family has no bad characters. Every character is good in some way.
I love Cam. I love Cam.
Cam's a good boy.
I like Cam and I like the dad.
Phil.
Yeah.
I hope when I'm a father, I embody some Phil in me. I feel like my choice is a bit of a rogue choice, but it's actually Lily, Cam and Mitch's daughter.
Oh, she's really funny.
Yeah.
I feel like she's their parent.
Literally. She always just says it as it is. And I feel like that's what everybody needs. And everybody needs a little bit of Lily in them.
Oh, I love it. Oh.
And finally, at the bottom of this week's trending list, Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian reunited for a selfie on the Instagram. I always forget, like, it completely messes with my mind that Paris Hilton used to be Kim Kardashian's boss.
What?
Like, yeah, Kim used
Wait,
to...
Are you serious?
Yeah, Kim used to work, I think, as Paris Hilton's PA, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so random.
And now Kim's, like, one of the biggest names in the earth.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, imagine if your PA, like, ended up being the most famous person in the world. You'd be like, okay, on to bigger and better things, I guess. See you later.
I'd be like, cool. I don't be like, buy me a drink. Like, let's celebrate. No.
If it's Kim Kardashian, I wouldn't be saying buy me a drink. I'd be like, buy me a Birkin. Buy me a bag.
Lol.
But imagine handing in your resignation. You'd be like, right, sorry, I'm having to leave this job because I've ended up being more famous than you.
Oh, that could be weird. But yeah. I guess because they're both in the same, they're in like the same industry. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, that's, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so that's a fun fact.
So when you say reunited, they just didn't see each other and they came back together then?
Well, I feel like everybody was sort of, they didn't really know what happened to the friendship because they were friends, but also Kim works for her, but they were also best friends at the same time. And then they never
Working
really
like... Working with people you're friends with is always difficult though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it can always go down a dangerous path. But they just were never really saw each other for like a few years, and then they just dropped a selfie on Instagram.
Ah, see, good friendship always comes back round.
Exactly. Finally, every week on the Pop-Up Podcast, we finish the episode with a poll. And this week's poll is all about the brand new reality TV show coming from Little Mix. It's called Little Mix The Search, and they're basically auditioning people to try and create the biggest new band. The poll is, are you going to be watching it, yes or no? I personally, well, I love reality TV. I love Little Mix. I love a competition show on the television. It's like my perfect formula for a television series. I will 110% be watching this.
So it's gonna be like, well, that's really interesting.
It's so, yeah.
How did they come together? Did they come together because of, X Factor?
Yeah, they were sort of, it's sort of like recreating what they were, because on X Factor they
that's
were
amazing.
Four solo artists who were put together in
that's
a band.
Amazing.
And
yeah, now, they're so equally as amazing as well, which is, that's what makes them so great.
Yeah.
But like, you know what, that's really cool, because they're really like, well, they're really going to know how the people feel in the competition now. Mm-hmm. They're going to have so much empathy for them because they've been through it all. Do you know what
exactly.
I mean? Because usually the judges, like, haven't been through that. So I think that's going to be super cool, actually.
And they'll have, like, so much inside knowledge as well. They'll be like, because it's literally sort of recreating mini-yous 10 years later. So they know exactly not only what the contestants have been through, but what worked for them to make them win a show.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But yeah, I'm very excited. I will be watching. Will you be switching it on?
Will I be switching? Yeah. I'm gonna check it out. I do honestly, when I was younger, I just remember being crowded around the TV with my family watching X Factor and all that stuff. But you know, there's room for new things now. Is X Factor finished?
I don't really know. I feel like I want to say yes, and I feel like something I should know considering. Like, I eat, breathe, sleep reality TV. But I feel like it was sort of like one of those ones which was swept under the rug. Like, the numbers dropped and they didn't really want to make a big deal out of it, like, going down so bad. So they were just like, okay, let's just stop putting this on the TV and not tell anyone.
Oh, okay. that's that one cleared up. All right, okay, cool.
But let us know.
I look forward to this new one.
I know. And let us know if you'll be watching it over on our Instagram at popoffpodcast. Thank you very much, Izzy, for joining us today. It was lovely chatting to you.
Oh my God, you too. It was so much fun.
I'm glad.
Sorry I was late.
Oh no, I'm late to pretty much, I'll be late. I'm going to be late to my own wedding. So I don't worry, I relate with you.
Oh my God.
I can
never. Thank you so much.
I run on Lewis time. It's not like GMT, it's Lewis time.
I know, my mum calls me lastminute.com. I was like freaking out because my internet wasn't working. She was like, I told you to get internet a week ago. Like, why are you buying internet for one day?
Thank you for listening. As always, if you did enjoy the podcast, make sure you give us a rating and make sure you subscribe to us. You can find us on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you find your podcasts. Remember to go stream Izzy's brand new single, MG, and I'll see you next Monday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.